The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Thanks to public phone charging stations, we can conveniently charge our phones no matter where we are, like airports, hotels, and shopping malls. So it's very convenient. It's nice to just know that you can just go to this charging port and be like, oh, if I'm using my phone to watch movies like you do at the airport,
right?
Well, I can just charge it. It's not a big deal.
The airport too, while you're waiting to get on your flight, you're on your phone and then you're like, okay, I want to make sure I have enough battery. And when you go and you see that charging station, like that's usually by the seats, and there's like 47 plugs all into it, and you're trying to find one open spot, you know, like, ah, I got to go three gates down.
But the FBI recently issued a warning about these stations that might make you think twice. They claim that the bad guys have figured out a way to access your phone by you simply connecting your USB cable directly into the charging port available at the charging station.
Really?
So, if this happens, these evildoers are able to, like, let's say you take your USB cable and you charge it directly in. Well, they will be able to monitor everything you do on your phone, as well as download viruses, making it pretty much very aggravating to use your phone.
How in the world? Like, who hurt you?
Right.
This is what you got up and you figured out the technology to do this today versus figuring out how to make things better.
Just let me charge my phone.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is there is an easy fix to all of this. So if you do find yourself in need of using one of these charging ports, the FBI says that you can do so as long as you use the brick plug with it. So, you know, like when you get, like you buy an iPhone and it comes with the charging cable, but it also comes with that little white like brick.
Yeah, the actual plug to plug into the wall.
Exactly.
Instead of the USB part.
So when you use that plug, the hackers can't access your phone with that. It's only when you use the charging cable directly plugging it into the USB port.
Okay, well, that's an easy fix then. I mean, here's the thing though. Like, how many times do you go and you plug your phone in with the plug and it doesn't work? Like, the plug is, like, I'm wondering if the people that are doing this to that station anyway jack with the plugs so that your plug won't work, because I so many times I'll plug mine in, doesn't work, or it falls out, you can't get it to stay in, and so then you pull it out and you plug it into the USB. That makes me think, oh, that's a whole nother round of nefarious.
Well, it's just something to be aware of, especially if you find yourself in that situation today. Weigh the pros and the cons. Do you want to take a chance or no?
Okay, Gavin, we are all flying on Friday, but we're flying at different times. Your job is to watch Betty and to make sure, because she'll forget she did her own story and she'll plug her phone in. Exactly. So you're on Betty duty since I'm not going to be there.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. This is one of my favorite games we play. It's Great Googly Moogly. Gavin is the Google Meister. He will ask Google an open-ended question. Betty Rock and I will try to guess how Google auto-filled the top five responses. If we get one right on the answer, we get 1 point. If we get the number one answer, we get 2 points. But if we say the same thing, it negates our points. And then, so make sure you're listening, because you're going to get a chance to play too. And maybe whoever's doing well can help you. If we're dialed in today, we might be able to help you win a prize when we play your round. So with that said, Gavin, make with the great googly moogly, sir.
All right, first question was, why does my body blank? Big question for the aged community.
I have one that comes straight to my mind, but I'm afraid Wally's going to say that. And if I do that, it negates it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why does my body Okay, then I'm going with something else.
Okay, me too. Because I think we both would have been like, why does my body hurt so much or whatever?
I was gonna put ache.
Ache, yeah, because that's every day my body aches.
Yeah.
So I went with something different. So that's good.
Okay.
What did you go with?
I went with, why does my body smell?
Ah, okay. That's good.
A lot of people have issues with body odor.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you, too. You said it. I guess mine kind of dovetails with that, but it's not the same thing. Why does my body make noises in public? is mine.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
I guess you know where he's going with that.
Well, we were a small group last night. My wife kept looking at me, and I'm like, that's not me. It's the dog. They had a dog, and it was making noises.
How
it
convenient.
Sounded like, yeah, I'm like, it's not. It's the dog. So, Gavin, did Betty Rocks make the list?
All right. Smell was the number three answer.
All right.
Oh,
all
nice.
Right.
Okay. That's good. See, so she's locked in today. Did Make Noise in Public make it?
Make Noise in Public didn't make it. Make Noise in general. I could have seen that. That also didn't make the list. You guys pivoted away from the number one answer, which I think was smart. Ache. Yeah, which I think smart because then you guys would have canceled each other out. But Betty, one point.
All right, so you're doing well, Betty. So maybe Betty's going to be the person who helps you. Give us one more, please.
All right. Is my best friend blank?
Okay. I have a couple answers.
Okay, I'm going to go with the one that I think your best friend would deal with, Wally.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with you.
No,
then.
We started with me last time.
Okay, I'm on the fence between two. Like,
you gotta pick one.
Is my best friend an alien?
Oh,
that's what I went with.
Didn't see that coming.
Is my best friend an alien?
Okay, I put
like from outer space, not like another country.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. Yeah. I put, is my best friend aggravated?
Oh, like angry at me for? Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be sad.
Please tell me mine made the list.
Alien, not even close.
Not even close, okay.
I think it makes sense that it wasn't close.
Sure.
And then angry didn't, or what yours was aggravated did not make the list either.
Annoyed.
So let me go through the top five. There was kind, helpful, great things. Number three was a narcissist.
It's
a good one.
Yeah.
Number two was cute. And then the number one answer was, is my best friend toxic?
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah. Yes. Answer, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. If you ask that, there's a good chance they are. All right, so Betty Rock did better than I did, so maybe you'll want to go with her answer. Maybe I, strike gold and come up with a good one that will help you, or you go out on your own. We'll play your round of Great Googly Moogly right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you'd like to play some Great Googly Moogly with us right now for a prize.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with you, Dawn. Welcome to Great Googly Moogly. Now, Gavin is going to ask Google an open-ended question, and your job is to get an answer right that Google autofills with. You got to be in the top five. If you get an answer there, you will win a prize. If you get the number one answer, you will get two prizes. And Betty Rock and I will also give you an answer, and you can go with one of ours, or you can go with one of yours. And she got her question right earlier, so maybe that'll help you. So with that, Gavin, what is our first question?
It is, how do I find my blank?
How do I find my... Okay, so everybody think, and you be thinking of an answer too, Dawn. How do I find my...
I got it.
Okay, I got mine. So Dawn, we'll start with you. What would you say here? How do I find my...
Purpose.
Ooh. Dawn and I were kind of on the same level. I didn't go with, like, find my keys or something like that. I went with find my self-worth.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, Dawn and I are on the very exact same page because I put purpose.
No!
What? No way!
And yes. Betty was right earlier. I like your answer, Dawn. Betty's not so much.
Well, it's the same thing!
Dawn's is better for some reason. I don't know. But Dawn, I think this is a good guess. Do you want to stick with purpose or do you want to switch to self-worth?
I'll stick with purpose.
I think so, too. I think that's a good idea. So, Gavin, did self-worth make the list there?
Self-worth didn't make the list, but I think it's a good question.
Thank
I think
you.
It makes sense.
Thank you. I have worth now, but Gavin has just given me worth, even though I didn't deserve it because I did not get the answer right. Okay, so now with that, Gavin, did purpose make this Google list?
The number four answer was purpose in life.
Nice!
Well done.
Congratulations, Dawn. You won a prize there. I'm curious what else made it. If that's number four, because that was pretty good.
Okay, so number five was password. I think that makes plenty of sense.
That's Betty's problem.
Yep. And then we get into some items. You've got iPhone, AirPods. The number one answer was, how do I find my kid?
Oh, my kid.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem. If you're Googling how to find your kid, you should probably call 911. Oh, Dawn, you have figured it out today, and you did a great job, and you're a winner.
Yay, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to turn back time here with Time Capsule Tuesday. The way this works is we pick a year, and then each of us, Betty, Gavin, and myself, pick a song. And we make our case for why it's a great song, but then you get to decide which of those songs you get to hear today. So it feels a little bit different because we are going back in time from what we're normally playing. So Betty Rock, the year is
2004.
All right, and we are going to start with young Gavin.
Yes, I went with a song that was relatively formative in my teenage years.
Okay.
When I was getting into a little bit of Christian rock here and there. Okay. And that was Reliant K.
Reliant K is a good choice.
Oh, yeah, and their song, Be My Escape. I remember listening to it when I was 13, probably.
Do you remember this song from the rock?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I hear it, I'll remember it, because I don't remember it.
Gotta get out of here, because I'm afraid that this complacency is something I can't shake. Yeah, gotta get out of here, and I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you to be my escape.
Huh. I did like Reliant K. That's not like one of my favorite Reliant K's, not bad. Not bad. It's very, it's like emo-y, pop punk.
He's always full of opinions, Gavin.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Betty's up next. What do you got?
Okay, I went a little bit slower. I am a huge fan. Went to go see him live. Got my picture taken with him.
What?
Of Sean McDonald.
Sean McDonald, really?
Yeah, you don't hear much from him anymore.
No.
But I bought his Simply Nothing album 3 times because I broke the first two.
Really?
Listening to them so much. I love his first
this
album.
This must be
second
amazing,
is great.
Then.
His live album is wonderful. It's slower, but it's called Gravity.
This has to be the best song ever. Okay, a little Jars of Clay in there kind of thing.
No.
Yeah, it definitely has a Jars of Clay vibe. Yeah.
No.
That's an interesting choice. That is an interesting choice.
I loved that album in 2004. That
Do
was
you still
what
love
was,
it?
Yes.
Like that, like hearing that
it.
Like takes you back. You're like,
it takes me back to when I was driving my 2000 Green Mustang and I had a cassette player inside, but an adapter that would make it into a CD player.
Yeah.
Now that is crazy.
So you are all in your feels for that. Okay, that is really good. Interesting. I went on the rock tip for things because that's just kind of how I like to roll. And this was a song that I got on a Christian CD sampler before I even got here. And it is a little band called Thousand Foot Crutch. And we're going to throw up our rock fist.
Throw up your rock fist if you're feeling it when I drop this. That's the sound when the rock hits.
I love this so much, man. Like, I had no idea what Christian music really was at this time, and my wife kept buying me these sampler CDs because she wanted me to get out of, like, the stuff I was listening to. And it was TFK was one of the bands that was kind of...
Wait. This is this.
That's the sound when the rock hits.
What?
That's the sound when the rock hits. Makes the sound when the rock hits. Come on!
Yeah.
I think
good.
I'm contending for yours.
Oh, might have changed.
I love Sean McDonald.
Okay.
And I love Reliant K, but that is...
That feels good. That'd be good to hear today. But anyway, it's not our decision. You get to decide. Which do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Reliant K, if you're sensitive? Do you want to hear Sean McDonald Gravity, if you're tired? Or do you want to hear Rockfist, if you are full of life? So totally up to you. You make the call, unbiased. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Majority rules. You could be the one that pushes it over the top to hear your favorite song today. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Catherine, you are on with us right now, and you have a job to do. It's Time Capsule Tuesday. You've heard the hooks of the three songs. You heard the very sensitive stylings of Reliant K. You've heard the sleepy stylings of Sean McDonald with Gravity. And you've heard Rockfist, the thousand-foot crutch bringing the rock today. Which song do you want to hear?
I want to throw up my Rockfist.
Yes, I love it. I love it, girl. That's a great choice. I have to tell you, you are in not only the majority, it was a slam dunk. Everybody that called wanted to hear a little TFK.
And I can't blame them. I mean, it's a great song. Do you remember back in 2004 when it was released, Catherine?
I do. I was first getting into Christian music, and it shocked me that Christian music had rock like this.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Oh, it's so good. Again, this is what my wife would give me to get me out of the mainstream music I was listening to. And then years later, I got to meet Trevor and kind of become friends with him. And we were on a music boat cruise, and I got to open up the show with Throw Up Your Rock Fist. And I totally messed up.
Oh, I bet you did.
Well, because it was like, throw up your rock fist! And like that's how it should go.
Uh-huh.
And I did, throw up your rock fist!
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, so bad. My voice cracked. It was so high. It was off pitch. It was so not manly at all. Oh, great. And Gavin has found it. So here you go. This is in all of its horrible glory, my attempt at being a rock star. It was so bad. That was my moment too, Rock. You ever know when you have a moment and you missed it? I missed it.
You greatly missed it.
All right, that's why we leave it to the professionals like Trevor McNeven and Thousand Foot Crutch. It's Throw Up Your Rock Fist on Time Capsule Tuesday.
Throw up your rock fist if you're feeling it when I drop this. Show them how we blow the spot. Let's make it hot. The shotgun with the body rock. So the party stops. It's time to take it up a notch and keep it locked for oh.
In my family, we kind of have a motto, and it's finish strong. And I wanted to instill the idea in my daughter from a young age that it's easy to start something, but it's harder to see it through to the end.
But when you do, it feels so good. I started and finished 2 degrees at Colorado Christian University, and I'm so glad I did.
So why not start your degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024?
Some of CCU's degrees can be completed in a little over a year. Like in the healthcare industry, you can finish your RN to BSN online nursing program with 9 courses in as little as 14 months without changing your work schedule.
Plus, if you started somewhere else and have not finished yet, make this your year to get it done. CCU has a generous policy for transferring credits from other colleges. In fact, you can even get a scholarship for transferring credits.
So don't put it off another day, because when 2024 rolls around, you could be finishing up a degree or wishing you had started in 2023.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
When we see stories like another mass shooting in Louisville, you know we live in a broken world, and that story is going to dominate the headlines today and tomorrow and then on the heels of the Covenant shooting. And so that's why we do news-ish. It's a little break from that because you're going to see that all over the place. And I do believe that the world needs more Jesus and less John Wick. So some good news on the Jesus front. The movie The Jesus Revolution became one of the biggest releases of the year. It just surpassed $50 million at the box office.
Nice.
Which is huge. Like, now, I was in I Can Only Imagine, which did really well.
I should have known it was going to go to that.
I know, but here's my point. Like, I wish I was in this one because I think it's going to do better, and I still get residual checks from the last one. but I was not in this one, so I have no skin in the game. It was just a good movie, you know, and it was really cool to see.
I think all of that could have been said without you mentioning the fact that you were in another movie.
Oh, did I bring that up? I thought you did.
No,
one of us did. One of us
did.
Again, not important. Co-director John Irwin said that the providence of God is timing for the movie's success. And it is interesting because this movie came out when there was the revival going on at that college. and then it spread to other mm-hmm. colleges. Mm-hmm. And this movie came out, like, you could not orchestrate a better time as a PR move, you know, mm-hmm. but God apparently did. Mm-hmm. And I think that did help the success of it, because people who maybe weren't believers were seeing all this news and going and seeing this movie as well. And it's really well done. Jesus Revolution started at number 3 and has remained in the top 10 since its debut.
Wow, that's
awesome. When you see good movies about faith, and this one's so directly about faith in mm-hmm. God, it's kind of cool. If you missed it, the video on demand is coming out, I think, today. And then the Blu-ray DVD will be out in a few weeks if you want to get it and keep mm-hmm. it like that. But it's interesting because Movie Guide is this thing that rates movies for kind of like Christians or families, and it gives them a rating and lets you know all the problems. Because unfortunately, when you go to see a movie, a PG-13 movie is like what an R movie used to be. You
right.
know? It's so bad. But their review is interesting. It says, Jesus Revolution is incredibly well-made and captivating. It has many scenes with jeopardy and inspiring, well-written presentations of Jesus. However, Movie Guide advises caution with this movie because it accurately depicts the drug scene from an impartial viewpoint, meaning like they didn't just tear it apart and make it this spiritual moment. They were reflecting what was going on at the time. And it might attract younger children. The movie also shows Pastor Greg Laurie's mother is in a constant state of drunkenness and philandering. But the point of that is, like, when you're telling a story, especially a real story, it's not always pretty. But the goodness of Jesus juxtaposed to the destructive behaviors of people is what makes the goodness of Jesus even stand out more, and the redemption of him in the midst of this. If you don't have the bad, you don't have the good. And that's the art, especially in a Christian movie, of telling the bad part of the story and showing it without glorifying it, but having enough of it to make it real enough to make the Jesus stuff stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the art of good storytelling. And I think the Irwin brothers do that extremely well. If you look at the Bible, that's what the Bible is. The Bible has a bunch of jacked up stories in it that are not even PG-13, a lot of them. Like, Movie Guide would have to rate the Bible stories and passages sometimes and be like, hey, strong advisory mm-hmm. here for your family. But I think that that's in there for a reason, to show you what choices and the destructive choices we make can lead to. And that's the why we have the need of a savior. And so I think it's the same. I think we hold movies to this standard that they've got to be squeaky clean or they have to not depict anything of this. But like, the Bible doesn't even do that.
Right.
You know, and there's a reason. God made the Bible. You know, there's mm-hmm. a reason. It's to show us. It's a morality play. It's to show us right and wrong. And you have to have both. And so anyway, I think they did a really good job with the movie. And Andy Irwin's funny. It's like, every athlete needs someone to push them. I was grateful for Movie Guide being one of those instigators for me. So like, you took kind of that thing and turned it into a positive for
That's
him.
That's awesome.
So there you go. If you want to check it out again, it's on video on demand. And I think it's a good watch, actually. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. So the other day, my leaf blower just died. It Aww. Gave up the ghost. I don't know why. It's only like, you know, a year and a half old or whatever, 2 years old.
Wow.
And so I called the company and I'm like, hey, my leaf blower died. Is it still under warranty? I don't have the receipt. And they're like, well, give me the serial number. So I give them the serial number. They're like, oh, it's out of warranty by like a week and a half.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, week and a half, you know, you're still going to maybe look at it. Oh, no, it's out of warranty. Mm. Okay.
Okay, come on.
I know, seriously.
Be a stickler.
That's from when it was produced. I didn't buy it because it sat in the store for another 3 months till I bought it. So I technically was in warranty.
Oh, that's a good point.
I know. But anyway, didn't matter. And so I said, well, can you tell me? I think I know what's wrong with it. I watched a YouTube video. Can you tell me what the part number is so I can just fix it myself? She goes, well, that will void your warranty. I said, what warranty? You just told me it doesn't matter. It's not under warranty anymore. So I don't care about the warranty. I just need to know what the part is. So,
right.
So she tells me the part. I go on Amazon. I have the part in 2 days. And I watch the YouTube video again. And I fix my blower in all of 15 minutes. And it works perfectly.
Oh!
YouTube is amazing.
It's a game changer.
Yes.
I know that it has helped me in the past with like putting new windshield wipers on my car.
Yep.
As well as replacing a headlight. Like, you can learn anything.
I fixed my dryer years ago, with a $30 part. Instead of buying a new $600 dryer, I fixed it probably 6 years ago, and it still works to this day. Like, and I learned it all from YouTube.
Well done.
I cannot tell you. And I love the people that take the time to make stupid videos about fixing leaf blowers and dryers, because they're not, what are they getting out of it? You know, they're just sharing knowledge. And I love that. It's a great exchange. So I am curious, what is the last thing you learned from YouTube? All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe it saved you money. Maybe it changed your life in some way. I don't know. But I'd love to know what you have learned from YouTube. 855-33-WAY-FM. And who knows, maybe you'll inspire us to learn something too. So what was the last thing you learned, Raul, off of YouTube?
My sister's AC went out, and so I watched YouTube videos on how to change the compressor, and I just changed it and it worked.
What did she do for you in exchange for you fixing her AC? Because that's a pretty big deal.
Well, she's just an amazing sister. She's super inspiring, so.
Aww.
Not even a meal?
He's just, you know what? Some people like to help others with nothing in return. I know that's a foreign concept
for
you,
Wally.
So far
you're saying a lot of words and none of them are making sense to me. I just thought you'd fix somebody's AC. Hey, come on over for a meal. We'll do that. But whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. But good on you, Raul. I mean, I'm telling you, YouTube is amazing. You can figure out all kind of things. All right, Amanda, you're up. What was that last thing you learned from YouTube?
My windshield wiper reservoir, the fluid reservoir, was leaking, and I had a whole bunch of liquid underneath my car. And once I figured out that was what was going on, I YouTube searched it, ordered the part for $5 off of Amazon. Whoa. My husband was out of town, and I replaced it in our driveway all by myself via YouTube instructions.
Wow.
Nice. See, I'm telling you, YouTube is great. And again, you have to respect the people that take the time to make these silly videos.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely. Yes. Was your husband impressed?
He was. He got home the next day, and he didn't know anything about it because he had been out of town for a week. And I was like, I did it all by myself, baby. Woman power. Here we go.
Exactly. Hey, you better watch your step. I might not need you. What was the last thing you learned from YouTube?
I learned how to clean the filters in my dishwasher.
Okay, I did not know that a dishwasher even had filters, so do tell.
If you open your dishwasher and it smells like something's died in there, I thought maybe I had to, like, have a drain unclogged or something. But there's filters in there, and they catch a little bit of food residue. I've never had to do it before, but it's easy. You just unscrew the thing, rinse it out, put it back in, it's gone.
And see, you may have, had you not have YouTubed, you could have called somebody, a guy would have come, then he would have charged you to just do that simple little thing, and it would have cost you so much more.
Yeah.
Yes, and it would have made me mad.
Yes.
Because I don't want to pay somebody to do something that simple.
Oh, for sure. Like, YouTube can save you actual money.
Yes.
Like, I learned how to change my cabin filter in my car. It's behind the glove box, and it's so easy to do. It literally takes less than 5 minutes to do. Mm-hmm. And I was at the oil change place, and they brought me my cabin filter out, and they're like, hey, you need to change your cabin filter. It's dirty. And I said, how much is it? I'm just curious. It's for us to do it, it's $50. I said, really? I said it literally is a $16 filter, and it takes 5 minutes. And he's like, I said, why are you charging so much? He goes, well, you know, for the time in the service. I said, it takes 5 minutes. And I said, the irony is, you're going to take that filter that you just took out, and you're going to have to go replace it back in my car right now. And I'm
that's true.
You could have put a new one in and done it for $16.
That's true.
And been a human. You know, it's crazy. So YouTube can also give you knowledge so that you don't get taken advantage of as well. So there you go. I love it, Stacey. That's a great one.
Thank you.
I'm going to go home and clean out my dishwasher today.
Better.
Or at least teach my wife. Tina, have you ever done that?
Yeah. My key fob on my car quit working, and so I YouTubed it because I didn't want to pay the dealership price. And it was like some ridiculous, stupid thing, like roll the window down, push this button, pat your head. But it was stupid, and I was like, do I even try this? And I did it, and it worked.
Really?
Well, I'm like you, like, kudos to the people who think, like, this is stupid, but I'm going to put it out there anyway, because it does help us who don't know what to do.
We had this thing on my wife's car. It's like got an automatic key fob where you walk up, and you can just touch the door, and it unlocks. Her back gate stopped doing that. Like, you'd walk up to it, and you could, if it's locked, you could be able to touch it if you have the key fob and open it, and it stopped doing it for some reason. I'm in the parking lot at church, and she asked me about it. I'm like, well, let me figure it out before we go inside. And I literally YouTube it, and it tells me what to do, push this button twice, then walk by it and do it. And I did it on the way into church. And I just, it was almost like a mini miracle. I mean, not quite the stuff Jesus does, but it was pretty impressive to do it on the way into church.
Wow. Okay. Well, that might have been a bit much, but okay.
A little dramatic.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
When I was younger and fitter, and thought I was going to be taller than 5'6". My dream was to be a professional athlete.
Oh, well, okay.
And God had other plans for me.
Every kid has their dream. I wanted to be an artist. Look at me now.
Yeah, she does coloring books.
Very good at it, by the way. But now I joined the, millions of other people who are just the average sports watcher right now. And right now my favorite sport to watch is baseball. And apparently, according to science, the game of baseball is changing these days thanks to global warming.
Okay. I'm willing to hear it out. I feel
are
like...
You?
Not really. I feel like everything is like always an agenda, and they always attach global warming to things that have nothing to do with global warming personally. And it kind of weakens your message about the environment when you get ridiculous.
Well, I think
so. Maybe this is not ridiculous.
I personally think it might be. Apparently, Dartmouth College says that the climate change is responsible for approximately 50 more home runs per season right now. Which is not a lot. I just want to clarify that that is not a lot. So the science behind this is that when air heats up, the molecules move faster and away from each other, making the air less dense. And that means less resistance, allowing the ball to go further. Supposedly, there's a 1% increase in the likelihood of a home run with every degree the air warms up.
So on a hot day, you could hit the ball farther. Well, guess what? There's a little thing called summer.
It's a summer sport.
It is. And so you hit the ball farther in the summer. Again, you just do yourself such a disservice when you take your argument and you try to make it applicable to something else that people care about that really doesn't feel like it's connected.
Like the idea behind the guy who's at the plate and the way that he's I would give more credit to guy. Here's my thing. This is just a little baseball rant that maybe the world doesn't care about, and I probably don't need to talk about this, but guys have started swinging their bats a lot more, with a lot more loft, a little bit more golf swing to it. That's probably the reason more home runs are being hit. I don't know if I'm going to go and tell you that because the air is less dense, that that's causing 50 more home runs. And also, like you're saying, this just isn't so important that somebody should have spent hours on hours trying to write some big article.
Thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars for the study. It is interesting because it's the same on that side as when somebody like California has been inundated with snow. They've had record snow, and then people go, well, there's no such thing as global warming. It's snowing. No, everything is cyclical, and so that's what we live in. And again, that side making their point that there is no global warming or no environmental change just because it's snowing is just as off base as this thing is to reinforce the fact that there is climate change.
Well, and if we played baseball because baseball is March to October, but if it was, October through March, turned around, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, there's less home runs because it's colder outside.
Yeah, and who wants to hit the ball hard when it's cold?
No.
Hurt your hands. Let's just stay inside. Let's play indoor baseball.
I love that all of this is coming from two guys that, like to be sporty, but they're not.
Yeah.
Really.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Two guys that a minute ago I was jumping up and down and got winded.
Yeah.
Who knows? And neither of us are scientists. So take it all with a grain of salt. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and because I said so is one of those things parents say when they don't know what else to do. And here's a tip for you, kids. We don't always have the best reasons behind our rules. Sometimes we just have rules because. And there are times I used to have to tell my daughter that. I'm like, look, here's my rule, and I don't even know where it comes from. I don't even know why I'm doing this, but this is my rule.
Yeah, mine in my house was you can't eat fish and ice cream in the same meal.
What?
That makes no sense to me.
That's what I was always told. So if I wanted fish sticks, my dad was like, well, you can't have ice cream because it would poison you.
Oh, that really? Not like it was
because... It's not real. It's not real. It's a wives' tale, but he believed it and so did I. So.
That's wow. crazy.
I still, to this day, don't do it.
Sure. Really? You can't be too safe, you know?
Right?
But, got me thinking about it now.
Right. But it talks about, like, what are those weird rules you had as a kid? And sometimes you go to someone's house, you spend the night, and you don't realize the rule is weird until you go to someone's house. Sometimes you know from the start of it, this is a weird rule, and I don't even know why I'm following it.
I'm curious if you had that as a kid. 855-33-WAY-FM. Those weird rules, you're like, and maybe you, like Betty, have carried it into adulthood, or at some point in time, you realize, you're like, okay, I'm putting a stop to this now. I'm breaking the cycle, you know, of my crazy parents. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that weird rule that was like a house rule for you that maybe you didn't get at the time? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what was that weird rule you had growing up as a kid, Melissa?
So we were not allowed to watch the cartoon Cat Dog. And my mom's reasoning was that God didn't make one of those.
That's so good.
If you've never seen the cartoon Cat Dog, because I have seen episodes of it, it's a cat and a dog, but they're...
fused together.
Yeah, they're meshed together. And so it's a cat head and a dog head with four legs. So your mom was just saying that was not made in creation, so I don't want you to believe that's possible.
That's right. We were really only allowed to watch Bible Network. And if we strayed from there, you know, God didn't make a cat dog. Can't look at that.
So is this something you still stick with as an adult?
No, not really.
You let your kids watch cartoons?
I do, because when we were only allowed to watch Bible Network, you know, kids act out what they see. And the only thing we were seeing was the crucifixion. So we actually tried to crucify my brother.
Oh, gee. Okay. Your mom did not see that coming. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
What was a rule that you had as a kid that you didn't understand?
I still do it to this day, and I've always put it to my kids. You don't take a shower during a thunderstorm. And I live in Florida, the lightning capital of the world. So we never took a shower during a lightning storm.
Jeff, just recently, we had some storms pass through here in Tennessee, and I knew it was coming, and I knew I needed to take a shower at some point that day. And I remember thinking to myself, I better get it done now before the storm comes, because I was raised the same way. You can't take a shower during a lightning storm because the lightning is going to travel through the plumbing, I guess, and electrocute.
That was the theory, because you used to have metal pipes, and maybe it could go through the thing. I grew up in Florida, too. Same rule, exactly. But then we talked about this with an electrician on the show, and we're like, is that a thing anymore? He's like, well, most pipes are not metal. They're plastic now, so your odds are really low. But water is a good carrier of electricity. And so he's like, it's still better to be safe than sorry, but it's probably not going to happen to you. All right, Julie, you're up. What was that weird rule you had as a kid growing up?
Okay, so we would go visit my grandma's house, and we were not allowed to touch the television screen because she was afraid it would explode.
Why even have it in your house then?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We could watch it, but we couldn't touch it.
Now, Julie, you know that your grandma was probably busy from time to time when you were there visiting. Whenever she had her back turned, did you, or like maybe a cousin or a sibling, did you ever try it and just touch the TV screen? Were you scared?
Nope, absolutely. We tried it as soon as she left the room the first time.
I love how kids' minds work. An adult tells you, hey, guess what? Don't touch this. It could blow up. And a kid's like, I don't think so. And the first thing they do is touch it.
Right.
Yeah. I've never grown out of that. I would have touched it then. I'd touch it now.
But I will tell you, when she was in the room, we did not touch it.
Well, that's true, because you're more scared of your grandma than the TV blowing up.
Absolutely.
So did you have a weird rule as a kid, Rachel?
Yeah, and I to this day don't understand it. The buttons on the top of the lid at the cup you get at the fast food restaurant, where they click if it's diet, if it's cola, if it's water. I used to love to push those buttons as a kid, but every time my mom said, don't push those, I still don't know why. And I started to tell my daughter one day, baby, don't push those. And then I thought to myself, well, why not?
Yeah, why am I replicating this? Because it drove me nuts as a kid. The only thing I can figure is, like, parents are always a little on edge, and they know, like, pop up. Pop up, and then you start trying to play with it, and you're going to eventually spill your drink.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I think that, too. I think, and plus, just this past year, I was diagnosed with ADHD, and I am 90% sure my mom has undiagnosed ADHD, and those little things overstimulated her.
So now, did you ever come full circle to the point where you let your daughter actually push the buttons on the soda lid?
I do let her push them if she wants to. If she has things that she wants to do like that, if it's not harming her, it's not harming me. I think about it logically and think, is this me listening to my past, or is this me like kind of being unreasonable, or is this okay to do?
It's crazy. The first time she pushes the button, you're like, hey, the world didn't blow up. Weird. My mom always told me the world was going to blow up.
Right? Right? That's what it feels like. It's like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. And then, wait, maybe you can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, I think that's good mothering, actually, where you take something from your past and you look at it objectively and you go, okay, does this make sense for me and my family? And in this case, it didn't. And that there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's good.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report.
Hey, Betty.
Judge Katy Perry is getting some heat from American Idol viewers.
What?
Well, she's, for her use of what they call, quote, psychological warfare.
Okay.
When informing contestants on whether or not they've made the top 24.
I think I know where you're going.
So let me give you an example.
Yeah.
After performing his best to hopefully make it to the top 24, contestant Zachariah Smith was told by Katy Perry, quote, you will be going home. And of course, Smith thinks he didn't make the cut.
Right.
And as he starts getting emotional, Perry finishes by saying, to pack your bags to come back to the top 24.
There you go. Hey, yeah. This is not psychological warfare.
No.
This is creating drama for the show, and that's what they do.
I know, and that's exactly what people are talking about. On Twitter, people are calling Katy Perry cruel.
Oh, my goodness.
As well as trying too hard to add drama when it's not needed.
Right.
Now, some other people are like thinking, oh, like you said, Wally, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
To me, it reminds me of this thing that you like to do with everyone in your own life.
Absolutely. It's like you do something like that, you know, and you tell them one thing, but then when you reveal the real thing, you're like, look how much better you feel now. Like a second ago, you were down in the dumps. You were like, well, why I should just quit whatever it is I'm doing? But now you're like, I'm a rock star, you know? It creates a great moment for you that's better than just telling you the first time.
I don't see it that way. And I even thought, you know, playing your own game on you would help you to see how it's not fun. It didn't work that way.
No,
because you're like,
it.
Yeah, I do feel better.
I know. I'm like, I'm super proud of you. You get it now. You understand. I just love how we assign like some serious stuff to things like this. It's a TV show. It's dumb. It's creating drama. And they're just trying to be funny with it.
Yeah.
And like and let somebody know creatively that they're getting in. And that they and then their reaction is even bigger. Because that's the thing. They're going for the reaction. So if you go, hey, you're going to American Idol. Oh, that's great. I love it. Thank you. You're going home. Oh, man. You're going to American Idol. What? No, what? It gives them a better reaction. That's what they're trying to do. You know, and so I love that we take something like psychological warfare in our overly politically correct world, or our oversensitive world, where we take something that is a real thing that jacks up people, and we like make this that. Mm-hmm. We equate those two. Mm-hmm. They are not equitable. Mm-hmm. They are not equitable in the least. Mm-hmm. You know. And, but again, we have people online twittering things and like. Ah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Social media gives a platform to everyone.
Yeah.
So.
I agree that it is. It's like uncomfortable sometimes. Like oh. But then I'm like, oh, where's it going to go? Or the times, the worst part of this psychological warfare is because you do that and you let somebody know that they're going through, then they're happy. But it's the one person that you're like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to pack your bags and go home. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me just wait here because they're going to bring it around and tell me the good news here in a second. Oh, that Katy Perry, this is great. Okay, say it. No, you're going home. Wait, no. Say the other part. The part about me going through to pack my bags. No, you're actually going home. What? Like, yeah. That's the cruel part.
Yep, exactly.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And this is where I think we could use your help if you're a woman. You might have a different perspective that can help this guy out. It says, hey, I've been married for 20 years and I love my wife very much. We've been through a lot as a couple, a lot of battles, come out stronger through the other side. But now she's in a battle that I just don't know how to help her. Her sister was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer a little over 2 years ago, and she's not that old, and this came out of nowhere, no family history, no warnings. By the time they found it, it had spread to her bodily organs, her lymph nodes, making surgery pretty much impossible. They started chemo and other things like that, but as cancer does, it's only progressed. To put it mildly, without a miracle from God, she is not going to make it. Here lies my predicament. I don't know what to say anymore. And I don't know how to help my wife. She cries many nights, and I just told her to let her know that I'm here for her for whatever she needs. I love her, and seeing her break is breaking me. I just don't know what to do anymore. To be honest, I'm breaking too, so how do I help her walk through this? As guys, we're wired to fix things. How do I fix this? And I think that's the first problem is you can't fix this. There's nothing you can do to fix it. But I would love some perspective of, how can you help somebody walk through this? Because sometimes just saying, I'm here for you, I don't know that that helps either, you know?
Right. Like, what is that help that someone is looking for when they're in a helpless situation?
And especially from a woman's perspective. Because, again, guys see it differently. We want to fix. And sometimes women are like, I don't want you to fix this. I want you to listen to me. Or, mm-hmm. You know, how can I help you? So maybe you've walked through this and you've been in a similar situation and you had to tell your husband, this is what I need from you. You know, this is how I can get through this. This is how you can help me. Because I love this guy's desire. I just want to help my wife, you know? Mm-hmm. But he's not sure how to. And so maybe you can give him the tools to help her through this really difficult time. And that's going to make, however this goes with her sister, at least make their marriage come out of this stronger on the other side of this as well. So I'd love to get your perspective on this. Whenever we don't know about things, we turn to you because you guys are smart. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. 33 WAY FM. And as always, we appreciate you taking the time today. What advice could you give him to help his wife walk through this?
Well, you are 100% correct. He cannot fix it, and there's absolutely nothing he can do except be there. He doesn't have to say anything. If he wants to do something, he can just sit beside her, put his arm around her, and just be quiet. You know that scripture, be still and know that I am God. God is the ultimate healer, not just of the body, but also of the soul. And when we're broken, that's what we need, to just be still. So that's all he has to do, is just sit there, be with her, let her know he's there. When she cries, let her cry. Tears are healing.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch someone sit there and cry and not say anything, because you want to say, you want to give some wisdom, you know. But I guess, yeah, if you don't have the words, maybe just listen to some music. Like, that's a great thing, too. Like, sometimes songs have the words that, coming from the artist, is way better than anything we could say. So maybe tap into a couple really good songs about grief, like Even If by Mercy Me is a great one, and just kind of let that carry you. And then if it makes her more upset, it's Bart Millard's fault and not yours. So.
My hope is you alone.
So do you have any thoughts on this as a woman, what he could do?
Well, I think it'd be really meaningful as a woman when someone else cares about somebody the way you do. So if my husband cared about my sister the way I do, he could do something like tell me, I'm going to go pray for your sister, or I did something special today for your sister.
Oh, I love this. That is such a great idea because, yeah, that would mean the world to her. And it doesn't mean he's fixing the problem, but it shows that he's in this with her and he cares about the person that she cares so much about.
I would love that. If my sister was in that situation, I wouldn't have to carry all the support myself. I have all these other people that would do that with me. And if my husband was one of those, that would be golden.
I got to tell you, Annie, this is some great advice. Thank you. And I really believe this will help this guy. Thank you.
Absolutely.
As a woman, what do you think would be a good course of action for him?
I went through this with my husband, and the best thing for me to do for him was all the little day things. Make sure that there was clean towels for showers. Make sure the pets were fed, that our kids' clothing was laid out every day so he didn't have to think about it. Take out the trash, do the dishes, things that he normally did every day.
I like that. Go that extra mile and meet a physical need that could be very taxing when you're not in a good headspace. And at least it's one less thing to worry about. Plus, it's a tangible way to be in it with them and show them that you care about them and you love them.
Yes, he did not want anything big and flashy. And he didn't want to talk. He just wanted to be in his own space.
So did this approach work out for you?
It's very, very hard, but it's working better than it did day one.
Yeah, that is hard, but you're staying in it with him. And I think that when you get on the other side of that, or when he gets on the other side of that, these are the things that he'll remember that maybe he doesn't think all the time about, but he will remember, man, you loved me so well through that.
Thank you.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.